Good morning, and welcome back to the Daily AI Executive. It's Friday, July 24th. And honestly, if there's one theme running through everything today, it's that the AI boom is starting to show its bills.
That's a great way to put it. We've spent a year talking about AI upside, new revenue, new products. Today feels like the other side of the ledger.
Exactly. Spending is now outrunning revenue growth, even at the strongest players. And we've got a media mega merger clearing one hurdle while tripping on three others. Plus, a copyright case that's basically a preview of every content company's AI legal exposure. So let's get into it. Start with the big one, Alphabet. So Alphabet reported a genuinely strong quarter. Revenue of $119.8 billion, Google Cloud growing 82%, a cloud backlog over $500 billion. By any normal measure, that's a blowout. But the stock didn't react like a blowout. No, because in the same breath, they raised full-year CapEx guidance to as much as $205 billion, up from $180 to $190 billion. And quarterly CapEx basically doubled year over year to $44.9 billion. That pushed free cash flow to negative $5.9 billion, their first quarterly cash outflow in almost 20 years. Wait, negative free cash flow? At Alphabet? That's a company that's basically printed cash for two decades. Right, and management's own language tells you why. They said they're still supply constrained, with very strong demand both from external cloud customers and internally. They're even leaning on third-party capacity in Q3 as a bridge while they build out their own data centers, which creates near-term margin pressure. So who actually benefits from this? Because it's not shareholders, clearly, given the stock reaction. Chip and infrastructure suppliers win big. This is directly fueling NVIDIA's order book. Enterprises that locked in multi-year AI pricing before this cycle also come out ahead. The losers are shareholders eating the margin dilution now, and any enterprise renewing AI contracts into a market where capacity is being rationed rather than priced normally. And this isn't just an Alphabet story.
Not at all. Expect the same pattern at Microsoft's earnings on July 29th, and likely Amazon and Meta after that. One analyst estimate has Microsoft's fiscal 2027 CapEx near $262 billion. The CapEx versus revenue gap is shaping up to be the defining boardroom question of this cycle.
Okay, so let's actually unpack why this is happening, because they're spending a lot isn't quite the full story.
Right, so first principle here. AI compute right now is a scarcity good. Hyperscalers are building data centers years ahead of confirmed demand, financed by debt, equity, retained earnings, betting that AI revenue eventually outgrows the build cost. Alphabet backed this quarter with an $85 billion equity raise and even a debut yen bond.
So it's less software subscription and more like a commodity cycle.
That's precisely the mental model Gartner and others are pushing toward. You're not just buying models, you're buying capacity in a rationed market. Vendors will prioritize whoever commits volume, pays for guaranteed throughput, or tolerates variability. That directly changes how you should negotiate contracts. What's the tell that this is happening, if you're sitting in FP&A watching from outside?
A few signals. Negative hyperscaler free cash flow tells you pricing pressure is coming. Any discounted intro rate you're enjoying now won't last. Supply-constrained language from CFOs means capacity allocation becomes a negotiating lever, not just price. And interestingly, cheaper open-weight alternatives, like China's GLM 5.2, are giving buyers real leverage to route away from frontier-only strategies.
And Gartner's numbers back this up?
They do. Gen AI model spending is forecast to grow 117% this year, while platform spending only grows about 37%. Consumption costs are outpacing the tools that manage them, which is exactly the inverse of what disciplined budgeting wants to see.
So, given all that, what should finance teams actually go do with this, practically?
Three things stand out. First, pull your top AI vendor contracts and check specifically for capacity-based pricing escalators, not just usage-based ones. Anything renewing in the next two quarters should get flagged now. Second, build a cost per token, cost per task dashboard. Gartner's guidance is basically telling the market that usage transparency is becoming a standard buying criterion, not a nice to have.
And the third?
Model routing. This is genuinely the fastest lever available right now. Routing lower stakes work, subtitling QA, metadata tagging, first draft copy to cheaper model tiers instead of defaulting everything to frontier models. It's the cloud right-sizing story from a decade ago, just replayed for AI.
That's a real this quarter action item, not a 5-year strategy paper.
Exactly. That's why it's on today's talking points list.
Let's talk about the Paramount Warner deal, because regulatory approval usually means done, but apparently not here.
Right. The European Commission conditionally approved the Paramount Skydance Warner Brothers Discovery merger, which clears a major hurdle. The condition is that Paramount has to cancel its film distribution partnership with Universal in Europe within 13 months and stay out of a similar arrangement for a decade.
But you said this is still contested elsewhere.
Very much so. A federal judge in Oakland has temporarily halted the merger, pending a hearing on an injunction sought by 12 U.S. states who argue this consolidates two of the top three cable programmers and two top film distributors. And the Writers Guild has separately sued, arguing it limits pay and creative opportunities.
So the takeaway for anyone modeling deals is basically, approval in one jurisdiction tells you almost nothing about timeline risk in another.
That's the whole point. Deal teams need to stress test integration synergy timelines against realistic, multi-quarter U.S. litigation delay, not just plug in the regulatory approval date and call it done. Expect future big media mergers to follow this exact template. Cleared abroad, contested at home.
That's a great, dense episode already. What are we not getting to today?
The full newsletter also covers the Midjourney Hollywood copyright discovery fight in more depth, the IP licensing opportunity we only touched on, plus today's AI tool, paper of the day, and skill of the day on model routing.
All of which is worth the full read.
Head to the newsletter for all of that. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Daily AI Executive.